Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big news in the world of amateur basketball broke yesterday. Hoop City Basketball Club, rooted right here in Memphis, has added some players for the next two evaluation periods. First in Los Angeles, then in Las Vegas. The big names, James Wiseman and Chandler Lawson. The man who runs Hoop City Basketball Club is Ernie Kuiper, and he joins me now. Ernie, it's Gary. How you doing, man?
Doing well, GP. You good, baby?
Everything's good. I appreciate you being here, and congratulations. You run an awesome program every July, but to be able to add players of this caliber for the final two sessions, that's a big, big deal. That's going to be a lot of fun, right?
Oh, it's going to be a blast. We're excited, you know, just to have the opportunity for the kids, man. It's going to be great. We're all excited at Hoop City, no doubt about it.
So explain to me how this goes down. Obviously, James Wiseman, Chandler Lawson play for Bluff City Legends. They've been a part of that program for a while. They finished their EYBL circuit at Peach Jam this past weekend. When did you know you were going to be able to add the number one player in America and Chandler Lawson as well?
Well, I just, after, you know, Bluff City's Legends schedule, you know, quit there. You know, they stopped playing. So I just went to them and, you know, just explain to them how we handle our business and what we do and, you know, and how Hoop City rolls. And it seemed like they want to be a part of it. And now we're excited as can be.
Now, how much does that change things for you? Because suddenly you are, you know, traveling with two highly regarded prospects, including, again, the consensus number one guy in America. I imagine that's going to lead to more eyeballs on your program. It's going to lead to more text messages in your phone.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's what it's all about, though. It's what you want. You want the kids of the program to have the opportunity. And now they're getting an unbelievable opportunity, and we're just going to, you know, do the best. This is the, you know, second number one rated player we have, you know, with Scal in the past. And we're just fired up, you know, to have this opportunity and a bunch of great players, you know, around him.
I'm talking to Ernie Kuiper from Hoop City Basketball Club here on 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, let's talk a little recruiting, because one of the guys you've got is Trendon Wofford, who is a five-star prospect, heavily involved with the University of Memphis. In fact, there's been reports that he's actually trying to recruit other players to eventually join him at the University of Memphis. Would you consider the Tigers the leader for him at this point?
You know, I really don't know that, but I do know, you know, our relationship with him goes back 16 years. The kid's a great player, great kid. I know Memphis is in heavily, heavily in the mix. Where they stand, that I don't know, but they're heavily in the mix, and their family's great people. I'm just, you know, we're just excited to have him on our roster, and he's an unbelievable player, you know, great kid.
And then let me ask you, because the big topic today has been the Chandler Lawson University of Memphis situation. Chandler tweeted over the weekend that he does not have an offer from the University of Memphis. Keelan Lawson was on radio earlier today and confirmed that is indeed true. It appears that Memphis is not actively recruiting him. Do you have any insight into why? What happened between Chandler and the University of Memphis, or the Lawson family and the University of Memphis?
That's a good question, GB. I don't have any insight. I got a great relationship with Coach Lawson and Deidre Lawson. I mean, great family, great people. That's something, you know, I stay out of, you know.
Right.
Penny and his staff handle that, and I just, you know, stay from him. I'm just excited he's coming over to play with us, and we're going to, you know, try to make some noise in July, you know.
I think most people listening who follow basketball know that you are the cousin of – you're Mike Miller's cousin. So that means your cousin, a very close cousin, is a member of the University of Memphis staff. I know that you how often does that get brought up by other staffs? That how much do you have to hear that people are fearful you'll be working for Mike and for Penny and for those guys?
All the time. But I tell them, and I tell all of our kids this, it's all about the kids over here. You know this, GP. I want these kids to come, and then they need to make the best decision for their family where that's at. If they feel it's Memphis, great. If they feel it's Kentucky, great. Kansas or whatever, you know. I just I just want to give them, you know, the platform, treat them right, you know, try to teach them some discipline, some responsibility, you know, about life and what they're getting ready to, you know, to take on and just move forward with it, you know.
I'm talking to Ernie Kuiper from Hoop City Basketball Club. You can follow that at Hoop City BC on Twitter, at Hoop City BC. So walk me through the schedule over the next couple of weeks. You're going to, I believe, L.A. this week and then Vegas the following week. What events are you guys going to be playing in?
Correct. We're playing, so in L.A. we're playing the Adidas Summer Championship. This thing's going to be, it's like the old Vegas GP. It's like the Super 64, basically. Right. You know, I mean, teams from all over the country. We're in Super Pool on the main stage Wednesday night, which is going to be awesome. And then the 64 team tournament starts Friday night out in Irvine, out in L.A. there. And then you play the 64 team tournament, you know, starts Friday night after your Super Pool. So we'll play Wednesday one game, Thursday, you know, a single game, and then Friday two games, and the tournament starts and we crank it up and it's win or go home, you know, all the way till Sunday.
And then Las Vegas?
Yep. And then we crank it over to Las Vegas and play in the Las Vegas Live and in the Hoop City Classic that whole week out there in Las Vegas at Finley Prep and Coronado High School. So you know all about Las Vegas. I'll see you out there, I'm sure, Paul.
Yeah, I'll be there for sure in the gym. So I'm assuming you guys just don't even come home. You'll just stay out on the West Coast the whole time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So we'll go. So Sunday, hopefully, you know, the goal is to go win the whole thing. After we win the championship, hopefully in L.A., we'll you know, drive through the desert and get over to Las Vegas. And, you know, I got some friends out there. We'll do some cookouts and go to some movies or, you know, whatever, maybe take in a baseball game. Do something where the kids can enjoy it, you know, and then get ready. We crank it back up Wednesday, you know, the following Wednesday there.
And then let me ask you about the dynamics of, okay, you're bringing in, you know, James Wiseman, Chandler Lawson. On one hand, that's an amazing opportunity for the other guys in your program because let's just be honest, they're going to be more college coaches in the gym for your games now. You know, suddenly Kentucky's going to be there. Memphis is going to be there. You know, North Carolina is going to be like the big, big schools are going to have their eyeballs on your games. That creates exposure. On the other hand, it does come at the expense of playing time for certain players. I don't know who. I'll let you guys figure that out. But how do you handle the dynamics of that?
It's actually the best thing for the program. More eyes on it because here's the deal. You know, say last week we're playing in the Silver. And you know this, GP, there's probably, you know, 15 coaches at our game.
Right.
Well, next week we're going to play on the main stage. Wednesday night we're on the main court. We'll be on, you know, Baller TV, the whole works, 7:15 p.m. And there will be 250 coaches right in the gym. And even if it's, say it's just the high programs, well, you know, they got assistant coaches who are taking head jobs. It's just a big network, you know. And they'll talk, they'll be like, all right, so this kid off my bench who gets 6 minutes instead of playing the full game, well, he's getting 6 minutes in front of, you know, 200 eyes, which right is way better. It's way better for the kid.
No,
you know,
you're
in my opinion.
No, you're exactly right. If you were a parent who was frustrated that James Wiseman or Chandler Lawson is about to take some play time away from your kid, think about it in exactly the terms you just explained. You are it's all about being seen, and even if your son is playing less minutes, he's playing in a gym where James Wiseman and Chandler Lawson are playing, you're going to have so many more eyeballs on him. And even if he's playing, let's say, 10 fewer minutes per game, he'll be seen by 10 times as many college coaches over the next couple of weeks than he otherwise would have been. And that can only, I think, be viewed big picture as a positive. The exposure that adding players like this grants everybody else in the same uniform is a big, big deal.
It's huge. It's like when we had, you know, Scal.
Right.
When we had him, we had six kids get Division I college scholarships. That's what it's all about. Exposure in the summer. Get these kids scholarships so they can better their lives. That's it. Use basketball, you know, to get a scholarship to go better your life. And that's what we're going to try to do. And James comes in, you know, you got Kyra Lewis, you got Wofford, you got Lawson, you know, on and on and on. And then these other kids, and now we're going to have an opportunity. You get in there for 6 minutes, play your butt off. Oh, that may stretch it to 9. We get a run going. Oh, now you get your scholarship. You know, you play good. That's what it takes, you know?
That is actually exactly how it works. That's Ernie Kuiper from Hoop City Basketball Club. Man, I couldn't be happier for you to be able to add players of this caliber at this stage. And like you said, 100%. I will see you in Las Vegas. I'm looking forward to it.
Man, I appreciate you, GP. Have a great one, brother.
All right, buddy. You too. That's Ernie Kuiper, Hoop City Basketball Club, on Twitter, at Hoop City BC. And so every once in a while, parents will reach out to me about advice on what to do with their kids in the summer, and my advice has always been this. Be on the best team you can be on, even if you come off the bench,
mm-hmm.
because more people are going to see you. You know, I can't tell you how many stories I know where coaches are in the gym to watch somebody, and then they see somebody else, and that person ends up getting a scholarship offer and playing for that school. You're better off playing 10 minutes a game for a high-profile team with other high-profile players than you are playing 26 minutes a game for a program that's operating, you know, in the auxiliary gyms, mostly off the radar. And you heard Ernie explain it there. Like last week, they're playing in front of 25 coaches. This week, they're in the main gym, prime time. There'll be 200 college coaches, including the big boys, because they're now...
Mm-hmm. They're in a big stage there with these other five-star players, even if you're the three- or the four-star player
on
that team.
Well, you bring in James Wiseman. It means that John Calipari is basically going to be at every game you play.
Oh, wow.
Penny Hardaway is going to be at every game you play.
Watching your games.
And so,
even if you come off the bench, you're getting seen by some big-time people.
Yeah, and you're probably, if you're one of those players like I just described, you ain't going to do nothing you're not going to Kentucky anyway, but just you do not know.
Right.
Like, I actually thought Memphis should have offered C.J. Walker a while ago,
mm-hmm.
but C.J. Walker doing that at Peach Jam on the stage that it provides has literally changed his life. You know, I talked to him about it. I talked to his mentor about it. I'll talk to his mentor about it tomorrow on this show. If you know, C.J. Walker was hurt last summer, so he wasn't able to play at Peach Jam, but he was able to play this year.
Mm-hmm.
And you get every high major coach in America in the gym at some point, and you play the way he played. Bouncy, athletic, making shots, creating shots, rebounding, playing hard. Schools that he probably would not have had an opportunity to attend a week ago,
mm-hmm.
he can now go there if he wants to, because he didn't just play well. He played well in front of people. He played well with an audience. And now these other players... with Hoop City Basketball Club, guys who the audience is just going to be larger now. Even if you're playing fewer minutes, the audience is going to be larger, and the opportunities for you to impress somebody, perhaps at a level above you've been impressing so far, they're going to be there every time you step on a court. And the truth is, a college coach doesn't need to see you play for 25 minutes. Right. I've told this story before, and I can't remember who the player was. He ended up being... I think it was Jeremy Lamb, maybe. Mm-hmm. Ended up going to UConn.
Yeah.
But he was a sub-100 player. I'm sitting with a Texas assistant way back when Jeremy Lamb was at Peach Jam. He said, he was texting Rick Barnes. This is when Rick's the head coach at Texas. And he says, "I mean, we're in gym 3. I want you to come see this kid." So Rick comes over. He sits down with us. And Jeremy Lamb's in the game. Swear to God, he runs up and down the court one time.
Yeah.
Rick Barnes said, "Yep, good enough. Offered." Just needed to see him run.
Just one time up and down the court, defense, offense. Okay.
I mean, it was
boom.
I mean, it was back and forth. Okay. Yeah. Good enough. They don't
That's awesome.
They don't need to see much.
No.
Like it works both ways. They can see you one stretch and go, not it. And it's not about making shots, missing shots.
Right.
It's
bouncing on athleticism, whatever.
How you move, how you run, what you look like. That's a lot of this stuff. They figure they can make basketball players out of you. It's the other stuff that
story. Okay,
give me that and we'll work with that.
Yeah.
And so they don't need to see you for 25 minutes. They can see everything they need to see in a handful of minutes. Mm-hmm. It's just about the way you move on a basketball court, about the way you get around on a basketball court. Yeah. And so there's going to be a tremendous amount of opportunities for the young people who are now going to be teammates, at least for the next 2 weeks, with James Wiseman and Chandler Larson. Appreciate Ernie Kuiper, Hoop City Basketball Club, for joining me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.